And good Wednesday morning, live from the KGGF studios here in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Sam Smith, glad you're with us. Just like many Wednesdays, we're joined by the K-State Research and Extension agents today, Barbara Ames and Kylie Ludwig. Kylie, Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Always glad to have you guys here in studio with us, whatever the mix may be of you guys. Again, I do appreciate you making it in here today, as it's been busy season for you guys. I know last Saturday, I had to work the Wilson County. Matt was working, I think he did the Montgomery County, or at least one of the other surrounding. But we got 4-H fairs going on right now.
We certainly do.
It's been a handful of them, but let's describe your guys' experience. How has the 4-H fairs been so far this year? Barbara, we'll start with you.
Well, being a family and consumer sciences person, my main things that I do with the fair include the foods and crafts and those kinds of things. So we had our foods judging in Montgomery County at the 4-H fair on Friday. Had lots of great entries, and we also had wonderful woodworking. I heard a lot of people comment about how exceptional our woodworking projects were this year, and of course photography and food preservation and horticulture, and there were quite a few robots and those kinds of things. So a lot of people don't realize that 4-H entails all of those things that were in our indoor exhibit building, but it does. And all kinds of electronics and robots, and in addition to the other things.
Yeah, I'm always amazed with the variety of projects that they do have, because that's where I found a nice spot to set up was on the indoor exhibit area at the Wilson County Fairgrounds. And, I just did a lap around, got to see some of their exhibits, and you'd be amazed by it. So, Kylie, what have you been doing with it? Are you part of the foods judging as well, or...?
Oh, I'm part of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Yes.
Huh?
We had two pre-fair days. So we had foods the week before the fair. We had clothing for 4-H the week before the fair. Our horse show was last Saturday on the 20th. And then all of our animals show up to the fairgrounds on Monday. I don't remember what the date was, but they have to be there. The swine shows that night. We do our indoor judging on Monday and Tuesday. Open classes there too. So Barbara actually came over and judged our canning.
That's right.
And we had all the projects Barbara talked about too. So pets was a really big section this year. So people can do boards and information about their pets. There was an agility course that one child set up for his grandmother's dog. So that was pretty neat to see all those different things.
I saw that.
There.
That was kind of amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Our indoor exhibits were down this year a little bit, so I'm thinking maybe we can shoot, we have a new 4-H agent in Labette County, and so I'm hoping maybe we can do some project meetings and maybe get some of those projects flowing again that we're missing this year. Floriculture and horticulture, we had a nice turnout with our flowers this year.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we had all of our shows. So the Labette County Fair runs an entire week.
Wow.
And so there's animal shows during the day, and then they have rodeoing and bronc riding and bulls and mini bikes.
So that is day in, day out, busy right there. So
yes.
No doubt. Well, you guys have been running hard with it. And I know you kind of specifically have your own, but then you had mentioned a little bit off the air as well that you go and help out with others when, the time calls. Is there any others going on? I know you had mentioned one got started Monday or Tuesday this week, correct? Or?
Crawford County Fair is going on right now.
Okay.
Wilson County has ended up. It was kind of running at the same time as Montgomery and Labette 4-H fairs.
Gotcha. Well, very cool. I always, was never surrounded by it as a child, but I've always appreciated my experience with 4-H, and again, always just surprised and very, very happy to see the variety of different projects, as well as how much time and effort that they truly put into it, because there's a lot of passion. There really is a lot of passion.
Our kids learn an awful lot from doing those projects and then exhibiting them.
Absolutely. So will you guys be doing anything else with the 4-H fairs, or can you finally take a deep breath or anything like that, or are you just kind of waiting on the call to go and help out with some others?
Well, in Montgomery County, we do have a 4-H section at the Interstate Fair, so I'll be down here on Monday. I'm not sure the date of it, but it's coming up in a couple of weeks when we will be taking our 4-H entries into the indoor exhibit building here in Coffeyville.
And it is fair season.
Along with the open class, we'll have some 4-H items in there.
That's right. So. That's coming up pretty quick. I keep forgetting about that Interstate Fair and Rodeo. It's coming up.
It comes right up.
And it's a lot of fun. And so we'll see you down here with that. Fair is certainly starting to conclude, if you will. But again, still right almost smack dab in the middle of fair season.
State Fair, first couple of weeks of September, we'll be out Kylie and I think, will both be out at the State Fair
volunteering
for the State Fashion Review. And it's Southeast Area's time to help with the State Fashion Review. So we're going to be out there helping get the kids judged and then doing the public review there in the encampment building. Nice. In the evening.
So. Nice. A lot of fun. Again, I've always appreciated my experience with the 4-H fairs. And hopefully, you know, again, I know it's busy, but sounds like another great, successful year of the surrounding
yes.
county fairs.
Absolutely.
Well, you had mentioned early September. Is that State Fair early September? You guys also have got a class coming up here that I love the name of it, by the way. Veducate Yourself here. Tell me a little bit about this.
Right. Well, Veducate Yourself is a program about vegetarian and vegan diets. I get questions about them, and I know there's a lot of interest these days in being a vegetarian. So I ran across this program material out of Delaware, I believe, and we're going to be sharing that at Labette Health in Parsons on September the 10th at noon. It's one of their Lunch and Learn series, and so it's going to be in the Jerry Lilly Conference Center in Building D. And if you are interested in that, you RSVP to Elaine Hudson. They're at Labette Health. So the number is 620-820-5171.
Great.
But we will be talking just about, you know, if you choose to become a vegetarian, the research shows that you can be healthy if you want to pursue a vegetarian diet. But there are nutrients of concern, as you would expect, you know. Most obviously protein. You know, how do you make sure you get enough protein? And then, you know, iron and zinc and calcium and some of those other things. So if people choose to do that, we just want them to know how to do it appropriately so they're going to be healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's something that not necessarily overlooked, but for me in particular, you know, I think vegetarian and vegan, it's as simple as just eating vegetables. But it's, you know, there's a lot of nutrients that your body absolutely needs. And just eating broccoli every meal, every breakfast, lunch,
it's
not
going to
do it.
For
exactly.
Sure.
It really isn't going to do it.
There are different levels of being a vegetarian. You know, there are vegetarians and semi-vegetarians and lacto-ovo-vegetarians and pescatarians and vegans.
Pescatarian is where they only eat fish, correct? Is there protein or
well,
meat?
Well, a pescatarian includes fish, and okay. then they may include dairy and eggs, and that's where the lacto-ovo comes in. So we really start out the program by just talking about what those different levels are and then what nutrients you might be missing if you did that and, you know, what part of your body that nutrient affects and how you could try to get those nutrients in a different way.
Certainly. Well, what has kind of been your main, I know you've had a couple of people come up and ask questions. What has kind of been their main, you know, reasoning to following their diets? Is it to lose weight? Is it just a lifestyle change? What's kind of been their biggest reason?
Well, some people, as you said, you know, they're concerned about losing weight. Some people do it because they're diabetic and feel like they need to do vegetarian diet. Some people do it because of high blood pressure, hypertension, heart disease, cancer. But some people, it's kind of maybe a religious thing or an environmental thing. Some people they don't feel like we should be eating meat at all, or, you know, just a lot of different reasons. A lot of different reasons that people would pursue that type of diet.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, one more time, Barbara, just go ahead and explain where it's at, what time it's happening, and more importantly, how to get involved with it.
All right. It's going to be September the 10th, 2019, at the Jerry Lilly Conference Center in Building D on the campus of Labette Health in Parsons. At noon, it's going to be a lunch and learn, and the Labette Health people provide a meal, so that's always a good thing. They have a wonderful meal along with this lunch and learn, and you can RSVP to Elaine Hudson at 620-820-5171 or at ehudson@labettehealth.com.
Great. Great. Well, fantastic. Again, that's coming up September 10th, as she had mentioned there, and for, you know, I think flyers-wise and things, do you guys have these available on your website?
Yes, okay. The flyer is available on our website and on our Facebook page.
Great. Just kind of basic
in our newsletter.
There you go. Many ways that you could get that information. Again, that's just kind of a good little one sheet, if you will. Has all of the basic information towards it, so you can go find that there. So, let's kind of move our focus over to this here. Now we're coming up to the school year, believe it or not. I think we're even 15 days away or something like that from USD 445. I know. It's unbelievable. I almost feel bad for him, except I'm not in school anymore, so I don't have to deal with it, but I've had to work all summer. Either way, getting your schools back, kids back into a kind of a pattern is certainly important. So how to get your school or back to school, getting your child off to a great start. Let's kind of go through this here.
It seems like we're talking about it too early, but
I know.
Now's the perfect time to talk about it.
Well, I mean, tomorrow is August. I can't believe it.
Yes, it's crazy. But now's a great time to get your child back on that sleep schedule. Yeah. It's really hard when it's light till 9 o'clock at night. But if you can start scooting that time a little bit earlier, and starting with good sleep habits. During the summer, we let them stay up late. My kids just asked to watch a movie last night, and I'm like, sure, but don't bother me. I'm going to bed. But when they don't get enough sleep, your children end up grumpy. When you begin the school year and you have a sleep schedule, they're going to wake up better. They need 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night. So the best thing to do is count back from the time they need to wake up to find the right bedtime. So switching to the school routine may not be easy, but healthy sleep habits will help them in the classroom.
Yeah, I think this is a really, really important one. And I'm glad it's probably, number one on the list here, because it's not something that you can just do in a couple of days. Your sleep schedule takes some days or weeks even to kind of get its basis underneath it, get your body back used to things. It's not just going to be like, oh, hey, I start school on Monday. I better start going to bed at 9 o'clock
right
now.
And teachers can start thinking about this too, not just the kids.
Exactly. Stress-free morning routines are really important. So anything you can do to prep the night before, so making sure that their clothes are set out, their backpacks ready, no yelling in the morning. This time before they go to school is, you're going to set the mood for their whole day. So if you're fighting with your child and yelling to them, they're probably going to go to school grumpy whether they had enough sleep or not.
Yeah.
Another good tip is give singular instructions. So don't say, I want you to finish your homework, eat your breakfast, get dressed, comb your hair, brush your teeth, and be in the car by 8:15. Like the child's going to hear the very first thing you say and nothing else is going to make sense. So providing instructions once, and then stop repeating your request. It sends the message to the child that they don't really have to do it right now. Mm-hmm. So you tell them to brush their teeth, and then you tell them to brush their teeth again. It's not important. Mom's not yelling yet, so I don't have to do it yet. So making sure that you're, even if you can prep them with showers and baths the night before, that's just going to make your morning a lot easier.
Yeah, well, there's always something that seems to come up, or, maybe it's winter time, the car starts to not start or something like that. To have the bags packed, to have the lunch at least a good idea of what you want for lunch or something packed like that, I'm sure that takes, first of all, time down. It allows you to maybe get an extra 15, 20 minutes of sleep if you need it or something like that, or the child an extra 15 minutes of sleep. But again, just being ahead of the game. And that was one of the things that I always did when I was in school, just had my clothes put out. And that's made it very easy for me, because my mom had to drag me out of bed. Drag me out of bed, throw me in the shower, and then I just kind of fell into my clothes. So, Kyla, I really wanted to continue going through this packet here. We do have to get off to our top of the hour news break here. But again, speaking with K-State Research and Extension agents Kylie Ludwig and Barbara Ames here on this Wednesday morning. Barbara, Kylie, we'll check in with you guys in just a moment.
All right.
Thank you.
Says the Mighty 690 KGGF.